one part of the sugya, Zenen of Zevil Chassid, that I wanted to touch upon. After that, we're going to try and move to the Mishnah, far from the Bain. That's why I asked you to see a lot of Gemara. But I'm going to live dangerously over here on the edge, the exotic territory of Mi'ila, if only for a day. The Gemara brings up a Brisa, which is really touches on a found important point with regards to Mi'ila that's quite conceptual and fundamental. Hopefully we'll try and bring that out, and then we'll have to move on to the next sugya. But the Gemara, in the context of its discussion about Zenen of Zevil Chassid, which we have been talking about for a few days, so the Gemara brings up over here, Itmar, Rav Kahana, Rav Yochanan. No. Itmar, Rav Kahana, Rav Yochanan, Eno Tzarech Lalos Leschar. Zenen of Zevil Chassid, you don't have to pay. Rav Yavoam, Rav Yochanan, Tzarech Lalos Leschar, he does have to pay. Amar Papa, Had Rabbi Avo. Where did this statement of Rabbi Avo come from? La beferishit, no mechlala itmar. Didn't say it explicitly; rather, it was inferred. This non, about 10 lines from the bottom of Chafim Abayis. This non, and the Gemara quotes proceeds to quote a Mishnah from Masechtas Meiva. Noto even o korosh o hektish. Person takes a stone or a beam of hektish, and presumably builds it, you know, somehow into his own home. Hareza lo moal. He has not violated Mi'ilo, which of course carries with it a number of penalties. One of them is to bring a carbon, an Hashem Mi'ilo, so he has to pay back Karen V'chomesh, he has to pay back the principal plus a fifth, and if he did it so bemazed that he might receive Malkus. Okay. Harezi lo mo'al. Nasan l'chaveiro. So he this guy built it into his house, he has not been mo'al. Nasan l'chaveiro, hu mo'al b'chaveiro lo mo'al. Then he has violated Mi'ilo, but his friend, the one who built it into his home, has not violated Mi'ilo. If he built it into his house, he hasn't violated Mi'ila. Until he lives in the house. So just building into the house is not enough to violate Mi'ila. You have to live in there for the duration of time that would be worth a Shava Pruta. So Amar Shmuel, Vahusha Nicha Pia Aruba. That's only if you put it as a skylight or some part of the ceiling. Why? Because if you really built it into the house, so Rashi explains, you'd be kone it with shinoi. I mean, you wouldn't have to live in it. When do you have to live in it? Says Rashi, v'lo kavah b'binyado havishinoi hilkacho mo'al shiyudo tachteo. The only time you actually have to live in it, in order to violate Mi'ilo, is if the piece is still intact, like I made a skylight out of it. Shenichal pi aruba, or I blocked the skylight with it. But if I actually, you know, I cut it and I manipulated it, I put it, built it into the house and covered it with sheetrock and all that, then I violate right away because the shinoi occurred. I wouldn't have to live in the house. But in order, if you just placed it in the house and you could take it in and out, you only violate Mi'ila if you've lived there for a Shavu Pruta. V'yaseh Rabbi Avo, k'med Rabbi Yochanan, v'kamar mishmei d'Shmuel. Rabbi Avo inferred from this Mishnah what? Inferred, you do have to pay. Why? Where do you see that from this Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? A guy takes something that belongs to Hektish, builds it into a house. Yeah? Builds it into his house. So if he lives there worth a Shavar Pruta, he's violating Mi'ilah. It's still intact. He hasn't violated, you know, he hasn't acquired it because he made a Shino in it. If he lives there with Shavar Pruta, then he's violating Mi'ilah. Why? Where do you see, what does it have to do with Zenen of Zelo Chaser? So the inference must be, because he is living in the house, yeah? He's deriving a benefit. Does the house lose anything? Does this, beam lose any money by virtue of the fact that he's living there? No, the beam hasn't lost anything. The beam is there. He's living underneath it. That's considered to be Zenen, eh? Vizelo Chaser, maybe you'll tell me that this is, you know, we'll have to get to the answer in a second. So Zenen, Vizelo Chaser, I'm enjoying deriving a benefit. The beam hasn't lost anything. So that's Zenen, Vizelo Chaser. Nonetheless, you violated Mi'ila. So that's the equivalent of deriving a benefit from your friend, but you'd have to pay. So we derive from here, Zenen, Vizelo Chaser is Chayiv. Chaver, you hear the inference from the Mishnah? Vishasikle. So Rabbi Avo said this before. Rabbi Yochanan became a Shmuel. So Samaris said, "Bechatzik leish shomidai to tzarich la'alos leischar." V'shasik lei. No one responded to him. So Iu saver midishasik ma'idalei. Rabbi Avo understood from the fact that everyone was quiet to his inference. They were all conceded the point. V'loihi, it wasn't true. Ashguchel ashgach bei. They didn't even they didn't think his inference even deserved a response. It was so, you know, speculative. It was so illogical. It was so erroneous. We don't even have to bother to respond. They mocked the Vek entirely. Backhand. Why? Why? It's a good inference. Kidderabba. Dama Rabba, Hekdesh Shalai Midas, Kehedra Midas Dami. What does that mean? Hekdesh Shalai Midas, Hekdesh without observation, without ownership, is the same as Hedyot Midas. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tosis over here quotes Rashi. Perisha Kuntris, the Dash Shechina Ika. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching constantly. What is this, a lesson in Emunah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching constantly? We know that. What does this have to do with anything? No one ever meant that this was, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was watching, and therefore it's considered to be midas lav davka or chedemil senakan. What does it mean? The language of the Gemara is not has nothing to do with the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching. What it means is this is considered to be as a chater de kaima liagra. This is Zechaser. Why is it Zechaser? The beam didn't lose any value. This wasn't a place that was looking to be rented. Says Taisvis, Genirika Hedja Midas Dami Kloimar, the Dashkina Ika Shleihana Adam Beloy Me'ila. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that people should enjoy, should use the items that belong to Hekdesh for their own purposes. So it's considered to be a Chatzar de Kaima Liagra. Ah, so Zenen Ev Zechaser. Why? The beam didn't lose any value. There wasn't lost rental income. No, what it is Zechaser because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people, willy-nilly using the items that belong to Hekdesh. So it's considered to be Zenene Ev Zechaser. We thought initially it's Zenen Ev Zelochaser. That's what Rabbi Avo thought. You put the beam in, you derive the benefit of a pruta. No one's renting out this item. That's Zenen Ev Zelochaser. Nonetheless, you violate me when you benefit a pruta. Must be Zenen Ev Zelochaser is Chayv. Says Gemara, no, this is Zenen Ev Zelochaser. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people using the items of Me'ila. We're using the items belonging to Hector for their own purposes. Yeah.
But couldn't you make that argument? Like, if you have an empty room in your house or an empty field, like, you don't want to rent it out, but you want it empty. So, like, if someone's living there, isn't that by this logic?
If that would be the case, that you dafka want it empty, then, yeah, that would be zechaser. That meaning, then there is... Well, no, monetarily you didn't lose anything. No.
But also in Hektish, you monetarily...
You did, because I want me'ila. Kadosh Baruch Hu is charging rent. What's the rent? You want to use Hektish? Good. You'll violate me'ila. There is rental income. It's not the same model as rent, but there is a penalty that is to be paid if you use it. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. No, if you use Hekdesh, you better pay the penalty. So there is. It's considered to be, you make a good point, but I think it's considered to be Zenene, Vizeh Chaser. Yeah, okay, fine. Look over here, though. The Gemara comes in Mesechus Chagiga in our Mishnah, Mesechus Me'ila. Tosfos over here is going to quote it. That the Gemara says Mesechus Chagiga. Look at this non. Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about? Who's using the items of Hekdesh? Is this somebody who just randomly, happens to pass by the Beis Hamikdash, sees some lumber lying around and some bricks, and decides to put them into his home? So the Gemara says, look at this non. Not having no courage of Hekdesh, Harezel Omar. If you take it, you build it into your house, you have not performed the Me'ila, assuming it's still intact. Nothing lekavero. Give it to your friend. Hu ma'al v'chavero lo ma'al. Michti, mishko shakli, mai hu mali hu mali chavero. The Gemara asked the very basic question of this Mishnah is, if you give it to your friend and he performs me'ila, when you give it to him and he built it into his home, how come when you build it into your home or you take it, you didn't violate me'ila? What's the difference between you and your friend? And the Gemara says, if you put it into your house and you live in it when the Baruch Shavah Pruta, you have violated me'ila. But before we get to the second part of the Mishnah, the Mishnah initially told us that if you build it into your home, you haven't violated me'ila. You give it to your friend, he has violated me'ila. Mali hu, mali chavero. What's the difference between you and your friend? So the Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Hacha beGizbar hamesuros lo avnei binyan askinan. Here we're talking about where you are the custodian of Hekdesh. That's why you have all the Hekdesh materials. You're not just walking by and this is left unguarded. You are the custodian. Dekoheicha de mancha bershusa dide mancha. Ah. So if the manager of Hekdesh's property builds it into his house, it's still intact, he hasn't violated me'ila, because this is put into your guardianship, into your, you're the supervisor over here. So if you build it into your house, you haven't violated Me'ilah. The minute you give it to somebody else, then you violated Me'ilah because I took it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh and gave it to somebody else. But if you build it into your house and you are the Gizbar, you have not violated Me'ilah. Anybody else who's not the Gizbar, it sounds like, will violate Me'ilah. It's only the Gizbar has not violated Me'ilah when he builds it into his own home. Ah, that's what the first part of the mission is saying. Not so. Therefore, if you build it into your house, you haven't violated Me'ilah. Why? Because you're the custodian over the items of Hekdesh. When you give it to somebody else, he has violated Me'ilah because he's not the custodian. And when you took it and you gave it to him, you violated Me'ilah by giving it to him. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga. Says the Shita Mekubetzes and Adaf. Now we understand, at least the Havamin of the Gemara, that this is considered to be Zelo Chaser. How can we thought that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care that we're using the property, or this, the, you know, we forgot about the penalty of Me'ilah that comes along with using the property of Hekdesh? How can we compare this to an empty apartment where the owner is not looking to collect rental income? Why would I have thought that this is considered to be Zel Lo Chaser, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care that we're using the items that belong to Hekdesh? So the Shita Mekubetzes says, because who are we talking about here? Who's using this? The Gizbar! Ah, the custodian, the guy who manages Hekdesh's property in general. So says the Shita Mekubetzes, I might have thought the Gizbar is considered to be Zelo Chaser. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, if you're always based, hey, my maisi may hacht fe me kamim mishnayas, I mean, nenim in a Hekdesh mall. Why do we, if we're going to forget about or ignore for the moment, you know, we'll have suspend our knowledge of Me'ilah and compare it to Zenenev, Zelo Chaser, and then all of a sudden the Gemara is going to come to the conclusion, no, it's considered to be Zeh Chaser because the Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about Me'ilah. Well, you could have brought from any Mishnah in Masechtas Me'ilah that deals with using the items of Hekdesh. Why do we choose this one in particular as a parallel to Zenenev, Zelo Chaser? If we're going to suspend our knowledge of Me'ilah and presume a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care if we use the items of Hekdesh, and the conclusion is Kadosh Baruch Hu does care, bring from any Mishnah Me'ilah. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, Hacha Gabi Gizbar. Who's using this item? The Gizbar. How do you know? Because the Mishnah began. If you use it in your house, you haven't violated Me'ilah. Why not? The answer is you're the Gizbar. You're always in charge of the items of Hekdesh. So if you build it into your house, no Me'ilah, only if you give it to your friend. Yeshua the Hacha Gabi Gizbar, Salkadaikat the Havi Hekdesh, Kamoda Lokaima Leyagra. There, I might have thought Hekdesh doesn't care if the Gizbar uses it. Because the guy's always in and out of the treasury of Hekdesh. Lufisha Gizbar, Shomer Hekdesh. He's watching over it. Then, of course, we would have known this is comparable to an apartment that's up for rent, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about losing the rental income, and Kadosh Baruch Hu would not allow you to use the items of Hekdesh without paying Me'ilah. Just the Gizbar is constantly involved. So I would have thought it's one of the fringe benefits that if he uses it in his own house, he doesn't violate Me'ilah because he's constantly involved in it. Maybe that's considered to be Lokai Me'ilah. Now I understand why we chose this Mishnah. Because we're talking about the Gizbar. Okay. Yeah, we got the first half of the Mishnah. Let's go back. What did the Mishnah say? Not 11 o koresh o hektish harei ze lo moal. You put it into your house, or you take it, you bring it to your house, you haven't violated Me'ilah. You give it to your friend, you violated Me'ilah. How come he takes it, he hasn't violated Me'ilah? Because who are we talking about? The Gizbar. He gives it to his friend. His friend is not the Gizbar. Then he has violated Me'ilah by giving it to his friend. That's what the Gemara explained. That's why we thought maybe it's the Lord commonly Agra. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care here. You know, he's not so careful. So it's Bizenenev, Zelo Chaser. How could it possibly be Zelo Chaser? We conclude Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about Me'ilah. Maybe because we're talking about the Gizbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not as makbid. Why is the Gizbar different though? Yeah, you are the custodian. You are the manager, the plant manager for Hekdesh. You're constantly involved in their items. So if you take a brick, I take a 2x4 and I bring it home, you haven't violated Me'ilah. Why haven't violated Me'ilah? You took something of Hekdesh that belonged to you, you brought it home to build into your house. So if I give it to my friend, he's violating Me'ilah right away. You know, I violated Me'ilah by giving it to him. How come if I take it for myself, I haven't violated Me'ilah? You took something that belonged to Hekdesh. Why is the Gizbar any different? So, Chaver, this seems to be a big machlokas harishonim. Look over here. Taisa says in Masechtas Me'ilah on this Mishnah. Tosfos says, Noto even o koresh o hektish harei ze lo moal. Yeah, you take it. I take home a 2x4, a few bricks. I haven't violated me'ila. B'gemara mukila ba'avanim ha'mesuros lo legizbar askinan. Says Tosfos me'ila over here, his gimel. We're talking about it belongs to the gizbar. She'ein an yoitzin lechulin. It doesn't go out to chulin b'netilas ha'gizbar when the gizbar takes it. Why? So I haven't taken anything out of hektish by bringing it home. She calls man she birshus hagizbar hare he birshus hektish ad she yotzia mirishuso. Chaver, what did he say? If anyone can, anyone rephrase? What did Tosfos say? Let's read again. She calls man she birshus hagizbar hare he birshus hektish ad she yotzia mirishuso. As long as the gizbar is holding on to it,
then it's,
yeah. What is that? So what is he saying? What is the status of the gizbar? What is his status vis-a-vis the hektish property that's in his purview? Yeah. So perhaps we could rephrase slightly, a little bit more, you know, conceptually. The gizbar and hektish are one and the same. The gizbar is the owner of hektish. Of course, you know, kind of like the power of attorney. But if the attorney takes home my property to his house, it's not stealing from me because I gave him power of attorney. Of course, if he pockets it and uses it for himself, it would be stealing, but yeah. But just because he brings it home, that's considered to be, you know, the gizbar and hektish are interchangeable. That's why if the gizbar takes it home, he hasn't violated me, Ela, because the gizbar and the hektish are one and the same. He's the bialim over hektish. But continues Tosfos. Nas and lechavero hu moal perish gizbar. But if I give it to somebody else, that's not considered to be a satellite of Hektish. That's not in the ownership of Hektish anymore. I gave it to my friend. Oh, now the Gizbar violated me. Okay, clever. Why is the Gizbar different? If he takes it home, he hasn't violated me. Because I think Tyson Miguel would say he's the Bilem over Hektish. So if I bring it home, it's no different than if it would be remain in the Beis HaMikdash. What difference does it make? The Gizbar and Hektish are one and the same. However, Chava, look at our Tosfos. Look at our Tosfos. Chava Mabei says Tosfos. Nasin lechavero. Perakamid chagiga says Tosfos. Parach michdi migzal gazle. Mali who? Mali chavero. What difference does it make if you take it home versus if your friend takes it home? Umishani ba'avnei binin amesuris legizbar. It's given over to the gizbar to watch over. Vim tomar mikomakom limo. Who cares that he's the gizbar? Davi miskavin liknos. You brought it home to build with. Well, I don't care that you are the gizbar. I don't care what your badge says. This doesn't belong to you. Says Tosfos at the end, v'ish loymar. De'ein other mo'al b'miskavim lo'tzir mirishuso mishahu v'haka hu savor shahu shaloi. You can only violate gzela if I think I'm taking property from one person's rishus and bringing it into my own. Here the gizbar did not think he was taking Hektish's item home. He thought he was taking his own items home because he has sometimes he leaves his own 2x4s there, his own bricks there. He forgot that this belonged to Hektish. As an honest mistake. Who can make such an honest mistake? Only the gizbar. That's why the gizbar is different. Why is the gizbar different? Not because Hektish items belong to him. He's the bialim over Hektish. Who cares? Because you're the custodian. It doesn't belong to you. The golden Fort Knox doesn't belong to the guards. But what happened? The guy thought, oh, I forgot. He got mixed up. I thought this was my gold. It's a Fort Knox gold. The only time you violate Zeo, if you be kavana, take it out of Rosh Hashanah to bring it into your own. I didn't do this be kavana. It was an honest mistake. Here he thought it was his. So look, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Mesechtas Me'ila claims we have over here a big machlekes harishonim. Why is the gizbar different? Why doesn't the gizbar violate Me'ila when he brings it home? Only when he gives it to somebody else. Look, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ulam nira detalia bezeh, ois dawa. Dinemi divrei taisis kidushin, or our taisis. Nira desfila, the time of the gizbar, lo moal, chihana, de mi'ila, toli, rak, vameshim, iskavan, lo haitzim, yershus, lo yershus. The only time you violate mi'ila is when I tend to take it from one rishus to someone else's rishus. Could go into Sava Shahu Shachulin. Shachaver, I thought this belonged to one person, to one for person, you know, to my friend. The right to La Haxik Le Atzman, I wanted to take it home. Lohoitzi Mirishus Chaver, Lurishus Atzman, to bring it into my own property. Or to use your property to have a shaleach yad. But if I thought something belonged to me, I thought something belonged to me and I gave it to my friend. That's also Mila, because I understand that I'm taking it out of Rishus A and giving it to Rishus B. I had the identities wrong. I thought Rishus A was mine and Rishus B is his. It turns out Rishus A is Hekdesh and Rishus B is his. But either way, I had the mind to transfer property. Once you have a mind to transfer property, Gezela can kick in, Mi'ila can apply. I had intention to transfer property. Where I don't have intention to bring it from property A to property B, you only buy Mi'ila once I derive a benefit of a pruta. If Reuven thought this belonged to Shimon and he gave it to Shimon, he hasn't violated Me'ilah. Mishum hachi begizbar the sover the hushal chulen umos didayu. This guy thinks it's his. It's an honest mistake. Only the gizbar can make such a mistake. The notel asma ain't died to lahot him rishus rishus. He didn't have a mind to take it from property A to property B. Mishum hachi lo moas yehena. Therefore, he hasn't violated Me'ilah. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger aval nira li. The Taisus b'me'ila loy sabri hachi. The Taisus we read in the first doesn't hold like this. The siv b'sugya. What did Taisa say? Me'ila, as long as it belongs to, you know, it's in the Rishus of the Gizbar, it's considered to be in the Rishus of Hekdesh. They're one and the same. The Gizbar and Hekdesh are one and the same. It belongs to you. What belongs to Me'ila belongs to Hekdesh, belongs to the Gizbar. Havi Brishus Hektish Velo Yotzim Brishus Hektish Rusacher. Ah, the Gizbar is different. So Bekiva Eger notes over here, we have a big machlekes, 2 days in Taisvis. Why is it that the Gizbar is different? Is it because the Gizbar could make an honest mistake? He didn't have a mind to transfer Rishus? But really, if you had a mind to transfer Rishus property from one property A, property B, the Gizbar is not really any different. Just he's the only one who could, you know, conceivably make such an honest mistake. Or no, fundamentally, conceptually, the Gizbar is different. What belongs to Hekdesh belongs to the Gizbar. What belongs to the Gizbar belongs to Hekdesh. He's considered to be the Bailam over Hekdesh.
They're very, like, polar opposite.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Big Machlekes Rishonim. And... It's a machlekes in the Talmud Yerushalmi explicitly. Look over here. It says the Talmud Yerushalmi Mesechtes Truma. So it's Vav Amar Rev Edi Gizbar Keman De Inun Bailim. The Gizbar, the custodian, is the owner of Hekdesh. Udeloy Krev Yisrael Rev Yisrael Amar HaGizbar Hu Acher. No, he's not the owner. He's a custodian. The guard in Fort Knox doesn't own the gold. Yeah. Just because you're the custodian doesn't mean you own what you're guarding. You can make an honest mistake because you're guarding it, in which case you never mind the transfer property. I thought I was taking my own thing home. I ended up taking the gold from Fort Knox, yeah? That's not such an honest mistake. But you could have an honest mistake that, you know, the Gizbar can make an honest mistake. He takes home a 2x4. He thought it was a 2x4 he brought with him to work. It turns out it belongs to Hekdesh. Okay, honest mistake. But he's not the owner of Hekdesh, yeah?
So can we say, just like kind of not necessarily so applicable here, but in terms of Me'ila and Hekdesh in general, this Gizbar, he's like responsible for making sure like his Hekdesh property, whatever it is like upkept and it's like not, you know, being destroyed or ruined or like, you know, if it's like an animal that's made Hekdesh, it's being fed and all that. That's like the Gizbar.
Ah, no, that's his job.
Right, no, but I'm just
to clarify. Presumably he was paid for that. That's his job. But that doesn't mean he can take the stuff home.
Right.
Yeah. Can't take stuff home from work. That's Geneva.
But would we say that, like, let's say, for the bricks, for example, like, it's about to be a rainstorm or it starts raining and he doesn't want his wooden planks or his bricks and he brings them inside somewhere, like, that wouldn't be considered Me'ila or something because he's like...
Yeah, he's the custodian. That's his job. But once he takes it home and he thinks it's his, so that's why he doesn't buy Me'ila right away because he didn't think he was taking... Either way, he doesn't buy Mi'ilu right away. The question is, why not? One opinion is because even if he had a mind to transfer Rishuyos, it belongs, he and Hekdesh are one and the same. Or you could say, no, it's because he didn't have a mind to transfer anything. The only time you violate Mi'ilu or a theft is when you have a mind to transfer property. When I thought it was my own coat, and I take it home, I'm not a thief. I thought it was mine. Yeah. So if Shechter just explains over here, Isaiah, and how these two answers, you know, in the Yushalmi, it's a Beferish and Machlekes, but over here it's a Machlekes, how to interpret that Gemara and Chagiga. When the Gemara said, asked him, Mesechus Chagiga, why is he different than anybody else? When he takes it in home, the brick or the board, 2x4, he hasn't violated Mi'ilu. When he gives it to somebody else, he has violated Mi'ilu. That could be understood in one of two ways. That's what Shechter explains. This Machlekes, every Shonim is a Machlekes, how to understand that Gemara. Did the Gemara mean to say the Gizbar is different? Because he's the Bailum over Hekdesh, or just because he didn't have a mind to transfer anything. But if he would have had a mind to transfer, he would have violated Mi'ilu, and the Gizbar is really no different than anybody else, just he doesn't have a mind to transfer because he made an honest mistake. That's what Shechter explains over here, how this Machlekes Rishayim emanated from that Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. And Rekiv Eggers points out, it's Machlekes 2 days in Taisvis. Talmud Yushalmi, it's a Beferish of Machlekes. Talmud Bavli, it's 2 days in Taisvis back and forth. Throughout Shas. All right, and one of those days in Tais is over here in Ardav. One other ha'ara we have to make in this sugya over here in Mi'ilah, as we tiptoe our way through Masechtas Mi'ilah, is a critical assumption of our sugya. Many achrayim point to this assumption of our sugya. The Stipor makes this point in Siman Aleph of Masechtas Mi'ilah and Kios Yaakov. Reb Chaya makes this point, and many others make this point. This observation of our sugya. Again, what are we talking about? Are we learning Mi'ilah? No, we're learning Bava Kama. Yeah. About Zenene v'zeh lo chaser. A person is dwelling in someone else's apartment. They did not lose any rental income. I benefited because I didn't have to rent a second apartment. I saved money. Do I have to pay him rent? So we brought over here from a topic of someone who puts a board into his house that belonged to Hekdesh. Once he derives the benefit of a Shavaputa, he has to pay. So don't you see? Even though Hekdesh didn't lose any money, we thought, oh, but you benefited. And nonetheless, you violated Mi'ilah. Got to pay. And then, why would I have thought that Hekdesh loses nothing? Because we're talking about the Gizbar. And the Gizbar and Hekdesh have a very cozy, relationship. So we thought that Zen is a low cost. I think Mar says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machbid on the Gizbar too. He doesn't let the Gizbar use the items of Hekdesh for personal use without paying Mi'ilah either. He makes a mistake, okay, fine. But once he starts using it, he benefited from it. He put it in his own house. Oh, even the Gizbar's got to pay up. Oh, benefit of Mi'ilah. We thought maybe not. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't care because he's the Gizbar. That's what Shidin Mukubetz has told us. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't care. He's Meichel to the Gizbar. We have a really cozy relationship. I might even be the Bailim over Hekdesh. Then the Gemara says, no. Hekdesh, Shalom Midas, Kehedim, Midas, Nami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares even when the Gizbar starts using it, starts bringing the pencils home from work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. You got to pay. Okay, but how could we compare the obligation to pay Mi'ilah to paying rent and taking that which belongs to your friend? What does one have to do with the other? So the obvious assumption of our Gemara, Chevron, and this is where Reb Chaim points out, is that using Hekdesh is akin, is comparable to using that which belongs to your friend, like Geneva, like Zela. Says Reb Chaim over here, and this is in Reb Chaim's stencils. It used to be called Reb Chaim's stencils because it was printed in this typewriter print. Reb Chaim on Shas says, V'hinei chiyuv me'ilah nirad dehavi chiyuv gezel. It's like stealing. What's the other perspective on Mi'ilah? How else could you view Mi'ilah? How else could I have said, why you're not allowed to use Hekdesh? The answer is, I'm not stealing from anybody, just it's like really, inappropriate to use Hekdesh stuff for yourself, yeah, right? Even if I didn't steal anything, I didn't make Hekdesh lose any money, it's just really inappropriate. Yeah, to benefit from something which is Hekdesh, we can understand that. Yeah, it's an affront. It's degrading. So you see from our sugya, it's not just about being inappropriate. It's about theft. That's why it's about money. It all comes back to money. It's all about money. This is not about religious sensitivities. It's about money. V'nei chiyu miyud near the havi chiyu gezel lo mi by miyud otsa fiu miyud the nene who gam came he didn't gezel. How do you know? The rabbi gemar baba kama mavur dim headyoid zen nene v'zel lo kater poter gam miyud nene muskayv. We don't have a mina. That by me'il, if we'll be zenen, if zelo koser, if I dwell in your apartment, which is not for rent, I don't have to pay you. So too, if I use me'ilah, I use something that belongs to Hekdesh, and I didn't make Hekdesh lose any money, no harm, no foul, we're all good. What about the fact that it's inappropriate? What about the religious sensitivities of using Hekdesh? That doesn't matter. It's all about the dollars and cents, the shekels. It all comes back to the shekels. That's what it's about. So if I wouldn't have to pay you by dwelling, squatting in your apartment, I wouldn't have to pay Hekdesh either by using their materials if they didn't lose anything. Then the Gemara says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. This is a Chatzah Dekayim Aliyagra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his Me'ilo money. He doesn't want people walking around using his property gratuitously for their own use. Okay, fine, that's the Maskanas Gemara. But before we got there, we assumed, if you could use your friend's property and he doesn't lose anything because he's not losing rental income, you could use Hekdesh too. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't care. Then we said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. Before we got there, we didn't have a problem with it. So what do you see? Me'ila and using the property of your friend are one and the same. That's how we're comparing the two. That's what it's doing here. It's Midin Gezel. The Stipler makes the same inference. Perhaps this is supported by Gemara Masechtas Ksuvis. Look over here. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksuvis the following. Yudchas Mabez, Ois Tes. How much you have to be eat in order to be chayv a karban, in order to get malchus? How much of a macholus asuris you have to eat? How much chevah? What's the shir? We're getting up to Pesach. You better know shir achila. How much you have to eat? Kezayis, the holy kezayis. So too with regards to Hekdesh. How much you have to eat to violate meila? A kezayis. What if you ate less? Let's say I nibble. Chatzi kezayis, can they join up? Says Igmar, yes. Ochel hayoim, ochel lamachar. Or nene, hayoim, nene lamachar. How much you have to benefit from Hekdesh in order to be chayiv? A pruta. Machal sasuras, or eating, has to do with kezayis. You know, other monetary benefit is a pruta. Nene hayoim, nene lamachar. Pachos mishava pruta, pachos mishava pruta, until they add up to be a pruta. Aka yom nana lamakar, nana yom aka lamakar. Afil mikan viyad shalosh shanim, even if it's 3 years later. Minayin shem mitzar from zen, zeh talmud omar timo mal riba. The post says timo mal b'Hashem. It's a double language to come to include, even if there's this long time lag in between. Chatzi kezayis, chatzi pruta. Even 3 years later, it adds up. Now you violated Me'ila, Karen V'chaymish, the Karban Asham. If you did it, B'mezid, Karban. One minute. 3 years later? Really? 3 years later? But there was Yom Kippur in between. What happens Yom Kippur? Mechilas Avonis. Even for Chatziputa. So how can it be Mitzdar for Chatziputa from Hekdesh in Tufshin Ayin Zayin with a Chati Pruta from Hektish and Tufshin Ayin Tes. There's Yom Kippur twice in between. I went to Mikveh and everything. Hakipur Le Yom Kippurim. So Amri says in Gemara, Ki Mechapur, what is Yom Kippurim not Mechapur on Hever? We know. The Mishnah says, Mesechtas Yuma, 8th Perek. When is Yom Kippurim Mechapur? For Ben Adam Lamakoim. Not for Ben Adam Lechavero. So even more than that, not only for Bein Adam L'Chavero, is it not Mechaper, even for the Bein Adam L'Chavero of Bein Adam L'Makom. Where do you have Bein Adam, where could you steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where do you have Bein Adam L'Chaveros of Bein Adam L'Makom? Stealing from Hekdesh. Just like Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper, if you steal from your friend, Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper, if you steal from Hekdesh. Ki Mechaper Yom HaKippurim al Isura, Mimona lo Mechaper. For eating treif, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, not for theft. Says Rashi, Acha Yom Mishal Hekdesh Shavu Chatzi Pruta. Nenem Imidu Lav Barachila. Yom Kippurim is Mechaper for the Chatzi. No, it's not. It's not. So what do you see from this Gemara? That Me'ila is the equivalent of theft. Theft from who? Theft from Hekdesh. Is the Bein Adam L'Chavero or Bein Adam L'Makom? And just like Yom Kippurim is not Mechaper on theft, it's not Mechaper on Me'ila. Ooh. pretty strong source. If that's the case, huh?
No, just like how do we rectify? Yeah, we just pay and then like.
You pay Karen v'chaimish and a carbon asham. If it's b'shoigeg, if it's b'mezim, malchus.
And that's how he would be, I guess. Like.
However, what about theft? How much is the shear to be chayv in theft? What's the shear? How much you have to steal? A pruta. Pruta. What if you steal less than a pruta? You haven't violated theft. It's not right. It's not nice. You haven't violated theft. What if you do me'ila less than a pruta? So if we're saying me'ila is the equivalent of theft, it's geneva min ha'ekdesh, a gezel min ha'ekdesh. What should be the shear for me'ila? Pruta. So in fact, look over here. Says the Rambam, Perek Beis Hilchos Me'ila Lochet Zayin. A little complicated, but he says the following. Kol Behemes Kotshe Kotshe Mishibalos Mum. You have a carbon that gets a mum. Bein Shekodem Mum Kavua LeHektish. Whether the mum preceded the Hektish. Bein Shekodem Hektish LeMum Kavua or the Hektish came before the mum. There's still Me'ila. Until you redeem the item. Yeah? You have an animal set aside for a carbon. There's me'il until you redeem it, even if it's a balmum. However, the Kesef Mishnah there quotes the Mari Kurkis. Mari Kurkis is a commentary on the side of the Rambam in certain places in the Rambam. It says the Mari Kurkis, Iko Ameida, Kaivastira in the Rambam. Shekasev Rabbeinu Perak Aleph of Hilchos Me'ila, Shekol Shekoda Mum Kavua Lekdesho, Ein Iser Begizav Avoida. The Rambam says, anytime you have a balmum, which someone consecrates, designates as a carbon, you can still take the shearings and you can use the animal. Oh. But the Rambam just told us, even if you designated a Baal Mum as a carbon, there's Me'ila. If there's Me'ila, how can I use the shearings and the use it for Avoida? Yeah, Chavar, you hear the stira? If I have a Baal Mum, I designate it as a carbon. It says the Rambam, oh, there's me'ila until you redeem it. If it's a balmum, you can redeem it, but you have to redeem it. But yet the Rambam says earlier, Perek Aleph, I could use the shearings if it's a sheep, or I could use it for work. You can't do me'ila. I'm using it for my own private uses. Says the Mari Korkis, Yesh lomar, demari b'she'en onenem e'osegiz v'osa avoda. I didn't benefit from it. How? Come on. What? You didn't benefit from it? You worked it, but you didn't benefit? Of course you benefited. Inami she'en bo sheva pruta. Ah, there's no sheva pruta. And if there's no sheva pruta, there's no me'ila. Why? It's inappropriate to use hektish. What does it have to do with the sheva pruta? The answer is me'ila itself is gezel min hektish. It's not because it's inappropriate or religious sensitivity. Surely that's true. But it's more focused. It's structured as gezel. That's why Agamar compares it. Oh, if I could live in my friend's apartment, he's not losing anything, I don't have to pay. If I use hektish and they don't lose anything, I don't have to pay. I haven't violated me'ila. Me'ila is formulated as gezem and hektish, therefore the shear is the shavar pruta. Similarly, says the Rashba, over here, Masech, this gittin yudbezim abez. You have to look through ganshas, but you see this. Says the Rashba, Dinahid of Hektish Vade Chaiwa Kolshu, even though something which is less than the Shavar Pruta could belong to Hektish, Mikomokom Ein Molin Bapakos Mi Shavar Pruta. There's no Me'ila when something is less than a Shavar Pruta. So the Mari Korkis, Rashba, there's no Me'ila less than Shavar Pruta, we understand very well. Why not? Because Gezel, Me'ila is formulated as Gezel. Gezel is the only violate if you stole a Shavaputa. Here, Me'ila is only with a Shavaputa. The problem is the Rambam himself. The Rambam writes explicitly. Over here, Oizid Bey says the Rambam, Perexan, Vilkas Me'ila, Lachaches, Hamoyo Bepokos Mi Shavaputa, Bein Bezodoin, Bein Beshkoga, whether intentionally or inadvertently, Mishal Mesakaran, Veino Chayv Chaymesh Velo Carbon. There's no carbon, but it is Aser. The Ra'ish and Aloka, Pokas Mishavar Putam Haimezik, there's no Malchus either. In order to do that, you have to steal a Shavar Putah, but it is Aser. Hamel, Pokas Mishavar Putah, Bein Zoege, Bein Shoege, Mishal Misakaran. You gotta pay. Gezel, you don't have to pay. You steal less than a Shavar Putah, you don't have to pay. Me'ila, you do have to pay. Oh, so it's different than Gezel. Gezel, you don't have to pay. Mila, you do have to pay. You don't have the chaimish, you don't have the carbon, you don't have the malchus, but you do have to pay. Why? Must be the Rambam holds that Mi'ilah is not because of Gezel. Mi'ilah is, you violated this in Mi'ilah. You have violated this in Mi'ilah. So look back at the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech, and Oizio disagrees with that Mari Kurkis. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, and Perek Bezavich is Mi'ilah Lachat Ezayin, and Masha Kosov, Inami She'im Ba'Shever Pruta, Efshar, Da'fiu Hachi Asim in Atayra, Kedin Chatzi Shir. The Kaimu and Asim in Atayra. And he says, "V'chein muchach mi'mashe kosev Rabbeinu will come on." So Perek Zayin v'yerugogli she'ino loke. It's aser. There's just no malchus. So Rambam feels that there is me'ila when there's a pachus mi'sheva pruta. So according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of me'ila might be one of, you know, it's not appropriate to use something which belongs to Hekdesh. I don't know what he would do with the inference of Akamara. It seems to be we have a machlekes harishayim. What is the nature of meila? Is meila because it's inappropriate to use something that belongs to Hekdesh, or is meila because you're like kind of stealing from Hekdesh? That's the implication of our Gemara, because the Gemara compared it to dwelling in your friend's apartment where he has nothing to lose. That just like that's permitted. This should be permitted too. If it's because it's inappropriate to use items that belong to Hekdesh, but it's not because it's like theft. What is meila doing in our sugya here? So the inference is, the implication of our Gemara is pretty, you know, seems to indicate like the Mari Kurkis, like the Rashba, like the Maran Krisis, that Me'ila is one of theft from Hekdesh. The Rambam says it doesn't have a Shir Pruta. Sounds like it's one of benefiting from Hekdesh, nothing to do necessarily with theft. So perhaps we could distinguish and claim there really isn't a Machlokes Rishonim. There's just two types of Me'ila. Look over here. The Gemara says Maseches Kiddush, and that would help us with our Gemara. Might even help us, our Gemara, with understanding the Rambam, why there is a Chiyuv of Me'ila even less than a Shevah Pruta. It seems to me there's Machlekes, Mari Kurkis, and the Rajba and the Rambam. So maybe they're arguing about what is the nature of Me'ila. Is it theft? Or is it deriving any benefit from Hekdesh because it's inappropriate? But look, Taisus and Maseches Kiddush, and famous Taisus, distinguishes between two types of Me'ila. The Gemara says Maseches Kiddush. Of here, I see doubt. Ain moel achamel b'mikdashin, el behem of chisharis b'vad. There's no me'ila after me'ila. Meaning, once you violate a me'ila, you own it. It's yours. And there's no me'ila again. With two exceptions. A behem of hektish, meaning it's designated as a carbon. You don't own it the minute you benefit from it. Or one of the chisharis, something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, literally. Meaning it's used for the avodah. You use it once, you'll violate me'ilah again because it doesn't become yours when you use it. Says Ketzad Hayrochav Agav Behema Bachaver Varochav Bachaver Varochav Kula Molu Hayishoros Bekoishal Zav. I take one of the Koishares of the Beis Hamikdash Bachaver Veshasa Bachaver Veshasa Kula Molu. But generally speaking, I take a brick, I take a board, I take anything that belongs to Hekdesh, and I use it. Ain me'ilah achem me'ilah. You own it the minute that you use it. Says Tosfos. The cave in Shamoah, but Harishon Yaitzel Chulin. The minute you use it, it becomes yours. Frank Tosfos Tema, the Betosefta the Meila Tanya, but we have a Tosefta Meila. Kardom Shel Hekdesh, an axe that belongs to Hekdesh. Bikabo, Bachavero, Bikabo. You chop with it, then your friend comes and chops with it. Kula Molu. Nasnu Chavero, Bachavero, Chavero. But if I take it, not I used it, I take it. Once I take it, then it belongs to me, and my friend can use it to chop with. So it sounds like there's two different types of scenarios. So it says, if I don't have intention to take it, all the way back to what we began with, no one has intention to transfer reshus. I think it belongs to me. I think it belongs to my friend, and I'm just using it because he gave me permission to use it. I don't have intention to take it and make it mine or give it to somebody else. If I give it to my friend, then I transfer to reshuyos, then it becomes mine. If I use it without having a mind to transfer reshuyos, says Tosfos, that's a me'ilah of hana. That's not also because you stole from Hekdesh. That's also because it's just inappropriate to use Hekdesh for your own purposes. Tosef says there's two different types of me'ilah. One where I had a mind to transfer property from hektish to my own. One where I had a mind just to use this item because I thought it was mine. It turns out it's not mine. That's not because of theft. That's because I used something that belongs to hektish. So maybe we could argue here as well that there's two different types of me'ilah. Perhaps there's one type of me'ilah which is akin to theft, where I had a mind to transfer property from one person's rishus to another person's rishus. But maybe there's a different type of me'ilah, which is just a me'ilah of hanah, where I thought it was mine. It turns out if it belongs to Hekdesh, and even if I didn't benefit a shava pruta, it would still be prohibited. Yeah, if I steal something, I have a mind to transfer rishus. It's the only time you can violate me'ilah when I just transfer, but I didn't use. That's only if it was worth a shavar pruta. That's midin gezel. But maybe there's a second type of me'ilah of using hektish, which has nothing to do with gezel, which is just because it's inappropriate. So maybe we could have, well, I thought it was mine. I thought it was hektish. You know, I didn't have a mind to transfer property. Maybe there's two types of hektish, two types of me'ilah. One where I had a mind to transfer property, one where I just had a mind to use it without transferring property. Either way, it's hard to get around the inference of Agamar. Agamar seems to imply all of me'ilah is one of theft, because here we're discussing, we didn't have a mind to transfer property. You're the gizbar. You thought it was yours. And nonetheless, the Gemara evokes the Shir Pruta, and the Gemara says that, compares it to dwelling in the apartment of somebody else, which sounds like all of me'ilah is one of gezel. So that would be difficult for the Rambam, that me'ilah, is even less than a Shavar Pruta, you violate me'ilah. Doesn't sound like it has anything to do with gezel. But we said, at least from the Gemara Masechtas Krisos, many other Rishonim, it sounds like it does, is midin gezel. That's the assumption of our Gemara. It sounds like it is midin gezel. And our Gemara would support those Rishonim. But this is a big tumah, you have to be aware of this. Big machlekes Rishonim, big machlekes Achrayim, is mi'ilah midin gezel, or is mi'ilah just because it's inappropriate to use items of hektish? Our Gemara here seems to take a side on that. Okay, Chevron. Yes, Hashem, next time we're going to start Mishnah Chaval from the base. Maybe no one will do Pesach. Should we do stop to do Hukkas Pesach? Till Pesach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Enough, Baba Kama. Fine. Shana above Yerushalayim, we'll learn Baba Kama. We're coming back here, Kevin. We have Shir after Pesach, don't we? Hukkas Pesach. Okay. We have to have a clean break, though. At least we started in the